But a sociopath is someone that has an antisocial personality disorder, okay? And they can't understand other individuals' feelings. This is the seven indicators. They don't respect social norms or laws. They constantly break laws and overstep social boundaries. I could think of somebody like that. Maybe like Seth Bookout, who is the most socially awkward person I've ever met and is obviously willing to commit all kinds of felonies. Number two, lies and deceives others, uses false identities or nicknames, and uses others for personal gain. How about like a troll account called Dirty Donnie? They presume to be other people that they're really not. They don't make any long-term plans. They don't make any long-term schemes either. They often behave without thinking of consequences. I don't know who that is. Shows aggressive or aggravated behavior. They constantly get into fights or physical harm with others. Constantly wrestling with people. Doesn't consider their own safety or the safety of others. Doesn't follow up on personal or professional responsibilities. This can include repeatedly being late to work or not paying bills on time. Number seven, doesn't feel guilt or remorse for having harmed or mistreated others. Now, according to the diagnostics here, you only have to have three of these to be considered a sociopath of the seven. Only three. Now, they say, what's the difference between this and a psychopath? There's only one difference. It's what they do. A sociopath will harass, lie, and cheat, and steal. The psychopath will kill you. Basically, the psychopath is an extremely dangerous person that will literally commit physical violence and harm. And you know, young women, if you have a guy that's constantly trying to get your attention, that's awkward, and you're telling him no to all of his advances and he doesn't listen, you need to be aware of that person. You know, don't ever be anywhere where you're alone with that person. You know, all of these psychopaths, the Ted Bundys of the world, they prey on women who are not paying attention to the signs and the markers of these freaks and of these weirdos. I can think of other people that fit this description. I don't know, Doug Trowbridge. Antisocial behavior. And look, let me tell you something. God gave you intuition. When someone seems to be a creep, it's because they're a creep. I used to always try and give creeps like the benefit of the doubt, thinking like, all the hair on the back of my neck sticking up, and they make me feel so awkward, but maybe they're just awkward. You know, maybe it's just how they are. No, awkward people are just bad people typically. And you know, you should confront people when they're being really awkward or gross or weird, because a person that was doing it in innocency would fix it. These creeps won't ever fix it, and they don't like being called out for it. But you need to call it out. You need to expose it and realize that these freaks and these weirdos exist out there, and there's going to be people that come in our church, and when they're super weird, you need to say something. You know, when people are constantly coming up to you and gossiping and lying and railing to you, you need to tell the pastor. Instead of being like, oh, I have this huge list of all these things that I've heard, like, I should have heard day one, you know? Someone coming up to you lying about people and railing on people, that needs to be caught and dealt with quickly so it doesn't get worse. When you have a stalker, file a restraining order on them. Don't let it escalate to worse scenarios or worse situations. And the Bible warns, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Now that means it's obvious. Look, the people that leave us and attack our church, they're not of us. The people that leave our friends' churches and attack our friends' churches are not of us. And like, oh, they always say we're bad people. Because you are.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to deny it. Of course they're going to lie about it. But these freaks and these weirdos that are obsessed, these stalker types that make all these troll accounts and they're constantly harassing people that they don't like, they're freaks, they're weirdos. At best, they're a sociopath. They could be a psychopath. There's a documentary you should watch. It's called Psychopath Reprobates. Watch it and be aware these individuals exist. Beware of the danger that's out there. Knowing the last times, perilous times shall come, as the Bible started out the whole chapter that we read this morning.